If you've spent any time around utility helicopters, you already know the Bell 412. Maybe you've seen one working a medevac route or hanging off an offshore oil platform or in the background of a military news clip. It's one of those aircraft that shows up everywhere because it does everything. I'm Tower on ATIS Radio Hangar's aviation news segment, and today we're talking about a deal that just moved through the State Department with an $800 million price tag, two Bell helicopter platforms and a destination in the Middle East. The United States State Department has approved a possible foreign military sale to Iraq. The package includes Bell 412, EPX helicopters, and Bell 407M helicopters. The total value of the potential deal, $800 million. That number comes from the Defense Security Cooperation Agency, which is the Pentagon office that handles this kind of transaction. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, before we get into the aircraft themselves, let's talk about what this approval actually means. Because the word approved in a foreign military sale context does not mean the money changed hands or the helicopters are being loaded onto a cargo plane. What the State Department approved is a notification to Congress. Under federal law, major defense sales above a certain threshold have to be reported to Congress before they can proceed. Lawmakers then have a review window, typically 30 days for NATO allies and a longer window for other countries. During that time, Congress can object, attach conditions, or let it pass through. The sale to Iraq has cleared the first gate. It has not crossed the finish line. This distinction matters because you'll see headlines that say U.S. approves $800 million sale, and it sounds like the deal is done. It isn't. Think of it like a flight plan. The State Department just filed it. Congress is the clearance authority, and the customer still has to actually buy the aircraft. So what is Iraq getting if this goes through? Let's start with the Bell 412 EPX. The 412 has roots that go back farther than most people realize. Bell built the UH-1 Iroquois for the U.S. Army in the late 1950s. And that helicopter, which everyone calls the Huey, became one of the most iconic aircraft of the 20th century. Bell eventually evolved the twin-engine version into the 212, and the 412 came from that lineage. It's a twin-engine, medium-utility helicopter. The 412 EPX is the current military configuration, built for roles like troop transport, search and rescue, and casualty evacuation. The airframe can carry around 13 passengers depending on configuration, and it has modern avionics, upgraded engines, and systems integration suited for operational military use. Here's what's important for context. The 412 isn't just a military platform. Civilian versions of this helicopter are flying right now in offshore oil operations, emergency medical services, firefighting, and government utility roles all over the world. When you see a helicopter lowering a rescuer onto a burning ship or ferrying workers to a platform in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a good chance you're looking at a 412 or one of its close relatives. The airframe family is proven. It has millions of flight hours behind it. Iraq is not buying an experimental platform. They're buying something that has been tested in about every operating environment you can name. The 407M is a different animal. The Bell 407 is a single-engine light utility helicopter, and the M designation means it has been configured for military operations. This platform also has a lineage worth knowing. The 407 traces back through the Bell 206 Jet Ranger and the O-58 Kiowa, the scout and observation helicopter that served with the U.S. Army for decades. The 407M can be equipped with weapons systems, making it useful for armed reconnaissance or light attack roles in addition to utility transport. It's smaller and lighter than the 412, and that makes it flexible for missions where you need something that can get in and out of tighter operating areas. Together, these two platforms give Iraq a layered rotorcraft capability. You use the 412 when you need to move people and cargo in volume. You use the 407M when you need a more agile, potentially armed asset that can cover ground quickly without the footprint of a larger helicopter. This is not Iraq's first interaction with American rotorcraft. Over the past two decades, the Iraqi Air Force has received various helicopter types through U.S. military assistance programs, including Mi-17 series helicopters, which are Russian-built and have created some interoperability complexity given the current geopolitical environment. There has been a documented U.S. policy effort to move partner nations away from Russian-origin defense equipment, and a deal like this one fits that strategic logic. Bell aircraft running American avionics and American origin parts are going to be easier to sustain in a framework that doesn't rely on supply chains running through Moscow. Now, none of that is to say this sale is without complication. Iraq is a country with ongoing internal security challenges. When the U.S. sells military equipment to a foreign government, there are end-use monitoring agreements attached. Those agreements are supposed to ensure the aircraft stay in the hands of the approved user and are used for the approved purposes. The record on enforcing those agreements is, let's say, mixed, depending on the country and the period in question. Congress's review period exists partly for exactly this reason, to give elected officials the opportunity to raise concerns before the deal moves forward. The $800 million figure covers more than just the helicopters themselves. Foreign military sales packages typically include spare parts, training, ground support equipment, technical documentation, and sometimes contractor logistics support. When Bell Textron, which is the current name for Bell Helicopter as part of Textron Incorporated, bids on a foreign military sale, the company is looking at a long-term relationship, not just a delivery. Sustainment contracts can generate revenue for years beyond the initial purchase. For Bell, this is significant business. The commercial helicopter market has been under pressure for years, and military and government sales have become an increasingly important part of the revenue picture for major rotorcraft manufacturers. Here's the broader industry angle that I think deserves attention. The global rotorcraft market is genuinely competitive right now. Airbus Helicopters, Leonardo, Sikorsky, and Bell are all competing for military contracts around the world. American manufacturers have a structural advantage when it comes to U.S. foreign military sales, because those transactions go through the U.S. government and naturally favor American platforms. But the competition doesn't stop there. European manufacturers have their own government-to-government sales frameworks, and in some markets they have established relationships that are hard to displace. What Iraq buys and from whom sends a signal. If this deal closes, it's a data point that American rotorcraft are the preferred choice for a Middle Eastern military customer with both Western and Russian options on the table. That matters for future competitions in the region and beyond. For the pilot community listening to this, here's the connection that I think is easy to miss. The 412 family that Iraq might be buying is the same airframe family your local air medical service probably evaluated when they last went shopping for helicopters. The certification work, the safety systems, the maintenance infrastructure that exists in the United States for these aircraft, that all translates to military export viability. When the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, certifies a commercial helicopter variant, and operators accumulate flight hours and maintenance data over decades, that record supports the military's confidence in the platform. It's a system that works in both directions. The State Department's approval was reported by AeroTime, citing the Defense Security Cooperation Agency notification. As of this reporting, Congress has not taken any blocking action. The Iraqi government has not made a formal commitment. This is still a proposed sale, but the approval is a meaningful step. And given the strategic context, it has a reasonable path forward. $800 million, two Bell platforms, one more step in a decades-long effort to shape what Iraq's military aviation capability looks like. Sources today include AeroTime and the Defense Security Cooperation Agency notification. More aviation news at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay ahead of the weather.